Welcome to WSJM's Academic Challenge. As area high schools match up to test their smarts for points and chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the WSJM Academic Challenge. In this edition of our show, Lawrence High School and South Haven High School will battle it out. Let's start by meeting the players. First, Cody from South Haven, tell us about your team.
We are the team from South Haven. We're pretty good. We've only got three people here today, me, Tabby, and Nathan, and we're going to rock it. And we're this weekend, we've got the musical going on, Cinderella. You should come and watch it. It's going to be pretty cool.
Sounds good, Cody. And Charlie from Charlie from Lawrence High School.
Sure. I'm Charlie, as you might have guessed. And then for the team tonight, it's me, Anna, Augie, and Gian, and I have some announcements. Congratulations to our junior and senior bands for earning straight ones across the board at Penn Festival this week. Lawrence is hosting the boys basketball districts this week, and our Tigers will compete in round two tomorrow night, and we're going to wish them good luck on that. Lawrence High School is participating in the Cesar Chavez March on March 24th at Western Michigan University. It's not too late to sign up if you're interested in attending. And our Quiz Bowl team will travel to Berrien Springs next Wednesday for the final conference meet of the season.
Sounds good, Charlie. Thanks so much. We'll start the warm-up round with Lawrence. And the category is historical fiction. Parallel tales are told in 18th century London and Paris in what Charles Dickens novel?
Yes, Augie, you know it. Yeah, Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Answer, Tale of Two Cities.
That's the one. South Haven, Russell Banks' Cloud Splitter reimagines the antebellum U.S. as narrated by Owen, son of which abolitionist who died at Charlestown, 5 miles west of Harper's Ferry?
Yo, Tabby, you got this one? Because I got nothing.
I don't have anything.
Sorry, Cody. Just guess a Ninja Turtle.
That's not an abolitionist. Michelangelo? Answer? Michelangelo.
No, let's turn this over to Lawrence, see if they know.
That would be John Brown, I'm pretty sure. He was called Cloud Splitter. So answer, John Brown.
It was John Brown. And so Lawrence picks up 20 points on historical fiction to start the scoring. South Haven, Queens of England is our subject. The only British ruler to reach their Sapphire Jubilee. Which still reigning monarch took the throne at 25?
Cody, that's Queen Elizabeth.
Answer, Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth II, to be specific. Now, Lawrence, Queen Mary I of England was given what violent nickname as a result of her brutal persecution of Protestants during her reign?
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Answer, Bloody Mary.
Good teamwork on that one. Lawrence, religion is the topic now. What 7th century prophet from Saudi Arabia inspired a pilgrimage to his birthplace every year?
Yeah, it's Muhammad. Wait. That was us, right? Yeah, okay. It's Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yeah, it's the answer, Muhammad.
Yes, that's right. 10 for you. In South Haven, one from the Bible. What did Moses do with the body of the Egyptian he slew?
Maybe he burned it? Are we thinking burning?
I'm not Christian. I don't know.
I haven't.
They burned a lot of people.
Let's go with burn.
All right. Answer, burned.
Good try, but no. Lawrence?
Crucifixion.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe you like dumped him in a canal or something. I don't know.
Hey, you got me.
I just
thought it was a guess. Something.
Yeah, your answer.
Answer, crucifixion.
He hid it in the sand, or we would have accepted he buried him. No score on that one. South Haven, I have chemical compounds for you. The color of someone with a deep tan is sometimes compared to this metal alloy. Name it.
It's bronze.
Yeah, bronze, right?
Yeah.
All right, answer, bronze.
It is bronze. Lawrence, 3 out of 5 Americans risk lung damage from a pollutant that's deadly on the ground, but beneficial in the high atmosphere. What is it?
Oh, geez, I feel like this is something I should know, but I don't.
All I can think of is like ozone or like helium or something.
Yeah, same. Nitrogen. What else? Like carbon dioxide, I don't know.
Yeah, you got me.
No, South Haven.
That was my answer.
My answer was
What are we thinking of? Like helium? They said helium. That kind of sounds right.
Yeah.
That's not dangerous.
Yeah, but nicotine doesn't benefit anything.
That answer nicotine.
No. Jen thought of it, about that. It's ozone, and no score on that one.
Was ozone.
Lawrence, the subject is Ukraine. Russia is sending thousands of paid foreigners to fight in the war to bolster the flagging energy of Russia's regular military units. Such soldiers as these are called what?
Mercenaries.
Yeah, answer mercenaries.
That's right. Now, South Haven, Russia's government has increased censorship with a new law that can throw people in jail for 15 years for using what three-letter word when talking about the current situation with Ukraine?
Bad?
That's the only three-letter word I can think of.
I think of bad? Answer, bad?
That's not it, Lawrence.
War? Mm-hmm. Yeah, answer war.
You figured it out. War is the correct answer. So Lawrence gains 20 points on the Ukraine category. Art is our next category. There'll be no visual on this one. What is the title of this is for South Haven. What is the title of various sculptures and paintings that depict the figure of a blindfolded woman with a sword in one hand and a scale in the other?
That's Lady Justice, right?
I would agree.
I don't know.
Answer, Lady Justice?
Justice is right, Cody. Lawrence, your art question. Sintering, slip casting, and injection molding are all used to form what inorganic, non-metallic, heat-resistant materials? Their name comes from Greek for pottery.
I would say ceramics.
Yeah,
that's probably right. Because clay is like
ceramics. Everybody good with that? Okay. Answer ceramics.
Ceramics is correct. So a good warm up round for Lawrence sees them in the lead 70-30. Lawrence is coached by Mindy Donovan, and Kristen Day coaches the South Haven team. So glad you could join us for the WSJM Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host, director of the National Academic Association. And we're now ready for the 70 seconds round. And the categories you'll be choosing from, and South Haven will go first, are life science, language arts, history, and the mystery category. You pick one of those, you have 70 seconds to answer as many 10-pointers as you can. Any questions missed or passed will be referred to your opponent. If you get them all right, we'll give you a 20-point bonus. I'll reach for my stopwatch now.
What are we thinking?
I think history is a safe bet, or life science.
Or that mystery choice is looking kind of good. Are we thinking history?
I think history.
Okay, we'll do history then.
I took one look at Cody and said, he's going to go for the mystery category. the category. Well, let's see how history works out for you. Start the clock. Here we go. In 1775, George Washington was elected commander-in-chief of what military force?
America? Answer, America?
No, the Code of Hammurabi was first written in what script?
It's cuneiform.
Answer, cuneiform.
Yes. During what century were Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile married?
A pass.
Which period in American history lasted from 1865 to 1877?
Industrial, right?
Sure.
Answer, industrial?
No. Identify any century during which the Crusades took place.
Answer, 13th.
Yes. Most of the Hundred Years' War, the destruction from the Hundred Years' War, most of it occurred in what country?
France, maybe? Answer, France?
Right. The blood-curdling battle cry of Confederate soldiers was called what?
Answer, Yippee-ki-yay.
No, and we'll give you 30 points and refer four of them to Lawrence. And the category being history, in 1775, George Washington was elected commander-in-chief of what military force?
Continental Army.
Yeah. U.S. Colonies, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Answer, the Continental Army. Yeah.
During what century were Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile married?
16?
Is it what century?
15? Yeah.
Oh, I would say the 15th. Answer, 15th century?
Oh, yeah, because I'm 1600s.
Charles got it right, the 15th. He probably remembered that to associate them with Columbus, who sailed the ocean blue in 1492. South Haven, which period in American history lasted from 1865 to 1877.
Well, Lawrence, but it's Reconstruction, right?
That's my guess.
All right, answer Reconstruction.
That's right. And, Lawrence, the blood-curdling battle cry of Confederate soldiers was called what?
The Rebel Yell? I don't know.
That would also be my guess.
I have no idea.
Answer the Rebel Yell?
That is the answer. So you've got all of those, Lawrence. Scoring 40 to South Haven's 30 on history. Lawrence, you're up to bat.
I mean, I was going to go with history, but I mean, there is that.
I think with language arts.
We should do that.
I'm thinking either, well, I don't know. I'm thinking my first thing would be language arts because there's three people here that'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
Or mystery. What do you guys think?
Up to you.
I don't know any.
I'm partial. I want language arts because I just finished my first shift at the library.
We'll go with language arts then.
Language arts it is for Lawrence. Start the clock. Here we go. What class at Hogwarts was taught by Minerva McGonagall?
Transfiguration.
Shifting with that one.
Yes. Transfiguration. Yeah.
What is the only name given to the person who receives gifts from the giving tree?
Oh my gosh, that was so long ago.
The boy.
The what?
The boy.
Answer the boy.
Translate from Spanish, azul.
Blue.
Oh, answer blue?
Oh.
Yes. Which beings from Greek myth sang beautiful songs to lure sailors to their death?
Answer sirens.
Right. Yep. Which punctuation mark is used to set off dialogue or what people say?
Quotation marks.
Answer quotation marks.
What language is the most common in the cities of Pyongyang and Seoul?
Answer Korean.
Who is the best friend of Greg Heffley in The Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Oh my God.
Answer Rowley, right? Rowley Jefferson.
Yeah, Rowley.
Yes, that's right. Which person are the pronouns he, she, and it?
Answer.
He, him, him, her.
Third person?
Time hung out before he could guess. You got the first seven right, Lawrence. Nicely done. But South Haven, in grammar, which person are the pronouns he, she, and it?
Yo, Tappy, you've got this one?
What person? Can you repeat that one more time, please?
It's
which person are the pronouns he, she, and it?
That's like first, second, third person.
Oh, answer. First, second, third?
Okay. Yeah, your answer?
Answer. First, second, third.
No, the answer is just third person.
Yeah, all right. It was one of those three.
It was one of those three, not all three.
That's okay. We're having a good time on the show today. Lawrence leads it, 180 to 60. We're going to segue right on into the final period. We call it Stump the Experts, the more difficult questions put in this round. Also, they're worth more, 20 points apiece. We'll start with Lawrence in the category of music. Twisted Sister gave the go-ahead for Ukrainians to use which of their songs as a rallying cry?
We're not
going to take
it.
What was it? I can't remember.
Not going to take it.
We're not going to take it. Okay, that's what I thought. Answer, we're not going to take it.
With assist from Anna that time, that is correct. Now let's see what music we have for the South Haven team. From which of Bob Dylan's greatest hits is this next excerpt taken?
Isn't how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died. The answer, my friend.
Tabby, you've got this. Please, come on.
I should know it, but I don't.
You seem like a Bob Dylan fan. I don't know. Name a song by him.
War, so just guess
your answer. War.
Answer the war song.
No, Lawrence?
I have no idea.
I don't know
the name.
I don't know it.
Yeah, I can't even remember the title of a Bob Dylan song to like spit at him. So what do you think?
I have to tell you, it's Blowing in the Wind. All right, South Haven, we're still with you. Category this time is classic sports cars. Ford debuted this muscle car as a two-passenger vehicle in 1955. What is it?
I mean, it's a nice car.
It's pretty.
It's a pretty car. That's what it is.
The year was
1950s?
Sure, but what model? No.
Answer, the old Ford 50.
No, that's not what we're looking for, although next time you go to a car show, Cody, you'll remember this question. Lawrence?
I mean, I would go with Mustang, but that's because it's the only one I know.
There's a brand thing on it, and it looks like it says, like, Lamborghini.
That's definitely not a Lamborghini.
No. It's either a Mustang or a Studebaker.
All right, answer Mustang.
It's not a Mustang. That came 10 years later. In 1965. This is a Thunderbird. It is a beautiful car, isn't it? Lawrence, classic sports cars for you. Name this Chevrolet model from 1965. That's got to be my all-time favorite.
Well, I lost my credibility with sports there. What's up on it?
Yes, Corvette, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that seems right.
It's more boxy.
If it looks like it's just right, then answer Corvette.
The Corvette is the correct answer. So 20 points for you on that one. You picked up all. No, you picked up 20 points, period, on classic cars. Lawrence, disease is the subject. If you travel to a tropical country, you can protect yourself from what parasitic disease characterized by cycles of fever and chills? By sleeping under netting and using insect repellent containing DEET. DEET.
Lyme. That would be malaria.
Oh.
Yeah, malaria.
Yeah. That one. That answer malaria.
Malaria gets you 20 more. South Haven, roughly 10% of all Black Americans carry this trait caused by abnormal hemoglobin genes. Name the disease.
Hey, yo, Tabby.
I'm trying to think of it because I kind of feel like I do know it, but I don't at the same time. I don't know. Just guess, like, lupus.
Lupus?
I don't know what it's not
lupus. Lupus. Captain, your answer?
It's not. You just said it's not.
Answer, it's not. Lupus.
Oh, my God.
It's not lupus. And your team may not win the game today, Cody, but you get the award for best public speaker. can you take it, Lawrence?
It's the one with the, it's like the blood one.
It's sickle cell.
Sickle cell anemia, that's what it is, yeah. Answer, sickle cell anemia.
That is correct. Good teamwork there. You garnered 40 points on disease. Now, South Haven, spelling is the subject. Spell the Spanish word for to speak.
Uh-oh.
That's H-A-B-A-R.
Well, you got it, Nathan?
I think it's H-A-B-A-R.
Okay, answer, H-A-B-A-R.
No, Lawrence?
Answer, H-A-B-L-A-R.
Hablar, yes, that's right. Or we would have accepted D-E-C-I-R, decir. But Lawrence got 20 points on that one. Now here's your spelling question, Lawrence. Spell the word that sounds just like a hamburger condiment, but means assembled or summoned.
Are we spelling catch up?
I don't know if that means assembled or summoned, but yeah, I guess. Answer K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
No, that's not it. South Haven?
Are we thinking it's ketchup?
Well, it's a Spanish word. It wouldn't be spelled like ketchup.
Oh.
There's nothing nothing about Spanish in that.
It's not a Spanish word, sorry. I
don't know.
Can
like
you repeat the question?
Just go through all your hamburger condiments.
Relish? Mustard? Mayonnaise?
It's mustard. It's definitely mustard. Spell mustard.
Okay. Answer. M-U-S? T-A-R-D. Mustard. Yes,
that's correct. Or the word meaning assembled would be spelled M-U-S-T-E-R-E-D. But 20 points for South Haven on that steal. Now, this is for Lawrence. Identify the first European settlement in Michigan. Michigan is the category.
I want to say Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
What? I think that's a good guess.
Because it's like French.
Yeah, I'm going to go with answer Sault Ste. Marie.
Sault Ste. Marie is absolutely right. 20 points brings you up to 300, Lawrence. Only the third time that mark has been reached this season. Okay, South Haven, here's your Michigan question. The state of Michigan got its name from the French form of the word Michigamma, meaning large water or large lake in the language of which tribe, whose name begins with O?
Ottawa, right? Ottawa?
Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Is it Ottawa or Ottawa? I don't know.
I may be getting confused with, like, Obi-Wan.
No, I'm pretty sure Ottawa is actually Ottawa. I think it's Ottawa. I don't think it's Ottawa. I think it's Ottawa.
Answer, Ottawa.
Well, that's actually a good guess, but it's not the answer. What?
That rolls out one of them. It's Ojibwe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Answer Ojibwe.
Ojibwe is right. 40 points garnered by Lawrence on the category Michigan. Back to you, South Haven, the category being women in the news. President Biden has nominated Ketanji Brown, for the Supreme Court in a history-making move. How did Biden's nomination make Supreme Court history?
She's the first Black woman, right? Right, Tabby?
Sure.
Answer, first Black woman?
She's the first Black woman to be nominated. Cody comes through on that one. Now, Laura, in the context of the U.S. Mint, what do poet Maya Angelou, astronaut Sally Ride, Cherokee Chief Wilma Mankiller, activist Nina Otero Warren, and actress Anna May Wong have in common?
They're going to be the people on the coins.
Quarter.
I don't know what coin, probably the quarter. Yeah, that makes sense. The quarter.
So I should say they're all going to be minted on coins on the quarter?
Or they've been like thought about it.
Answer, they'll all be minted on coins?
More specific?
Minted on the quarter.
Yes, that's right. They will appear on the next batch of U.S. quarters. And that is the end of the game by a score of 100 to 340. Lawrence wins it. Nicely done, Lawrence. I look forward to seeing both teams, especially South Haven and Cody, back on a future edition of this show. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Join us again next week for WSJM's Academic Challenge.